This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of last year has formally issued a subpoena to former President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It came 8 days after Liz Cheney and the committee voted unanimously to summon the ex-president.
We must seek the testimony under oath of January 6th, central player.
In a letter to his lawyers, the panel demands Trump testify on or around November 14th and provide documents before then. Cheney and panel chair Benny Thompson wrote they recognize a subpoena to a former president is significant and historic, and they're not doing it lightly. It's unclear how Trump will respond. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West to warn Russia not to blow up a huge dam that would flood a swath of southern Ukraine as his forces prepare to push Moscow's troops from Kherson in one of the war's most important battles. In a television address, Zelensky said Russian forces had planted explosives inside a huge dam which holds back an enormous reservoir that dominates much of southern Ukraine, and were planning to blow it up to cover their retreat. Russia accused Kyiv earlier this week of planning to rocket the dam. Neither side produced evidence to back up their claims. The presidents of the European Commission and the European Council, Ursula von der Leyen and Charles Michel, reiterated their support for Ukraine Friday, pledging further financial support for the country's reconstruction after recent attacks on Kyiv and other areas. More on that at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Great Britain, Boris Johnson eyes a comeback bid as Britain's Conservatives pick a new leader. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is among several British lawmakers trying to scoop up support ahead of a short, intense contest to become the country's next Prime Minister. The Conservative Party is choosing a replacement for Liz Truss, who quit on Thursday after a turbulent 45-day term. Favourites include former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak and House of Commons Leader Penny Mordaunt. The wild card is Johnson, who was forced to resign by the party just 3 months ago amid ethics scandals. Meanwhile, opposition leaders are calling for an early general election. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Sri Lankan lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment that trims the powers of the president. It's a key demand of protesters who are seeking political reforms and solutions to the country's economic crisis. The amendment transfers some presidential powers, including the appointment of officials, to a constitutional council comprising lawmakers and respected non-politicians. The government says the changes will help ensure the independence of the judiciary and public service. Eurovision Song Contest winners Ukraine's Kalush Orchestra teamed up with Finnish rock band The Rasmus for their new single, In the Shadows of Ukraine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
In the Shadows was a hit for The Rasmus in 2011 and has been updated with lyrics and music from Ole Siuk's Kalush Orchestra. He says it combines several genres, hip-hop, rock, and Ukrainian folk. The group is now touring in the U.S., but Siuk says their thoughts are back at home. He says now is really not an easy time for our country. Missiles hit different cities every day, and you never know where the next one will hit. But we still believe that victory will be ours. We believe in the armed forces and in our dear Ukraine. Glory to Ukraine. The collaboration between the two groups began when they met during the Eurovision Song Contest in March. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. health regulators Friday estimated that two new variants of coronavirus accounted for more than 16% of coronavirus variants in the country, nearly doubling from last week, while Europe expects them to become the dominant variants in a month. The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control said the variants BQ1 and closely related BQ1.1 are likely to drive up cases in the coming weeks to months in the European region. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. You're listening to VOA News.